Democrats think Americans can't be trusted with guns. You know what can't be trusted? A government that needs a disarmed society in order to govern. Call your congressperson and tell them to stand up for the Second Amendment. When he's not too busy trying to fit into pants three sizes too small, he's leading a Democrat coup against President Trump, gleefully gobbling up fake reports secured with illegal FISA warrants, like a fourth plate of fried chicken from the House buffet. Jerry Nadler attempted to invalidate votes of millions of Americans who support our president. It's time to take his plate away and tell this glutton for treason that he's had enough. Tom Cotton has the values Arkansas believes in. He stands up for people of faith, law-abiding citizens, lower taxes, and less federal interference in our state.
Together, we will overcome these challenges, and we will pass on a legacy of liberty that is greater still than the one that we inherited.
I live on the border. Immigrants are hardworking people for the most part, decent, just trying to do right by their families. But that doesn't mean they get to break the law. Our immigration laws are meant to keep our country safe. No one thinks we should shut our borders, but asking immigrants to play by the rules is only fair. Look at her, acting like a child at the State of the Union, ripping up an official government document in violation of federal law, slurring her words from the Speaker's chair in the House of Representatives like she's had one too many, and making a fool of herself by pursuing a partisan witch hunt against the president. Come on, California. We can do better than this. On Election Day, say no to Nancy Pelosi.